Sometimes the transition to fall and winter feels like experiencing every season on the same day. The shoes in the Allbirds Mizzle collection were made for misty morning walks, surprise snow days, and anything a trip to the dog park might bring. The whole collection brings together water-repellent technology and classic style, so you can stay warm, dry, and comfy during your everyday adventures. Check off your errands with the Wool Runner Mizzle. Dash through cold and wet weather with the Wool Dasher Mizzle. Or upgrade to next-level protection with the Wool Runner-Up Mizzle Plus. Go to allbirds.com and use code FRESHSOCKS for a free pair of socks with your purchase. ALLBIRDS.com, code FRESHSOCKS.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Yes, lads, we're back. How the other half lives?
Woohoo! Well, that should be a bit flatter.
We'll start that again.
Pick up the
yes, lads, we're back.
Yeah! Yeah. Now I'm talking.
Just for the viewers, obviously, they can't see us. What's Kevin on the day?
Is
that a pair of hot pants, Kevin?
No, it's a leotard.
Is it a leotard?
Aye, but here,
Peter Reid's face on each arse.
It's actually the same with Danny Shittu. So now you ready?
Oh, superb. Did Shittu know he used to shout at you when you put you down the ground?
He would just into the tunnel, and as you'd line up the tunnel, he would be marching up and down beside you, grunting and heavy breathing, going, "Danny's, it's Danny's time." Woo!
Does he do that?
He probably tried to shit a few out. And the first time I won the header against him, second time he fucking knocked me over. And when I was doing, he came over to at me and went, "Stay down, boy."
See, no more did I lie, right? See, we've done it against us. I was 18 at the time. I turned around and looked at it. I went, "Fucking shut up." Yeah. And he didn't shit and shot himself.
Ah, he's not the bravest.
Shittu by name.
He's not the bravest.
Well, didn't he? Well, he didn't shit himself, but didn't say it.
Who's grunting's worse, Kev? Shittu or Jets?
Well, now Quinn's.
Did Niall Quinn used to shout that at you? Stay down, boy. Oh, amazing, man.
Best strikers ever played in the Premier League. Best target man, I would go for Drogba. There you go.
Tory Andy Flo.
Aye, just.
Quinn up there, no?
Niall Quinn's up there.
Fuck, I would say target man.
Shearer, no?
Shearer.
Matt Target. Best looking.
Rooney.
Sean Rooney.
Aye. Sean Rooney.
Kevin Phillips. Target man.
Well, anyone else in the tunnel you play against that was proper on it? I know I asked it in the Scottish one, but England.
What would we say, Sir Alex?
What I hated? Remember Gary Neville wouldn't even look at Schmeichel?
No, aye, but
what
do
we do, man?
No,
I think he was really keen on it.
Was greeting in the tunnel, I know. Greeting in the tunnel, but as soon as the cameras was out in the pitch, he was all serious.
I remember the man with Vieira. But that was poorly Keane, because Keane was like to be picking somebody your inside as if Neville was fucking an embarrassed man.
As if Keane's 6'4" or not.
I know, shouldn't have done that. Because did Neville take that alright?
You were in the tunnel, Andy, weren't you?
No, I wasn't. That day I was in the bus, but I just remember Neville coming back great.
Was he
accent Steve Bruce was giving him gravy, didn't he? Just to feel good, didn't he?
He's like, "Roy Keane says I'm a midget." I say,
"Can't do it,
sorry."
Man United. What a win over Brazil. And you were doubting them as well.
Aye, doubting them. It seems to be Solskjaer loves his game, Simon. Pep. Mm-hmm. I was sacked Guardiola for getting beat with Solskjaer. Again, you can't be getting beat with Solskjaer.
But the record's unbelievable,
isn't it? Three away games at the Etihad, and Solskjaer's picked up maximum points. And that guy can't pick maximum points up, Simon. Curly head or curly pubes, whatever you want to call it. But supposedly Solskjaer and Craig Beattie had a fight, didn't they? Pube war. But do you know who won it? Do you know who actually won it? Ray Parlour won it. Give it the title, Pube War Champ. That was an absolutely superb thing. I believe Pete should have been the winner. It's a shame.
Pube War.
Brilliant, Pube War.
What a shout that is, man. Finally, Solskjaer's got a reason to smile.
I know, I don't know. They're the champs, Simon. They're up to the very best. So that was a great final, that, between him and Ray Parlour.
Pubes in his chest.
Do you know you're saying that obviously Steve Bruce just loves gravy? How do you think Luke Shaw celebrated after the game? Surely,
a sausage roll or something, innit?
He
loves pasty, doesn't he?
Aye.
Aye.
Pink
jammy for
Greggs.
He walked in
there
and flipped the table because it's salad
and that, wasn't it? Now, like, all ex-players, a lot of them used to like rub Vicks in their strip. Jinky just used to like rub a pasty on his strip before the game started.
A strawberry tart on the top.
Jelly.
Just jelly.
Just see him licking his top when the ball goes at the play.
Same players.
Why's he got his strip in his mouth?
What's even players eat wingles that much Jake heats? Ah, too far, innit? too far, innit? Sausage roll to the side, innit?
Couple of yum-yums.
By the way, look, Shaw is a player for, innit?
He's came on so well, Simon. Ah, he's came on so well. But he actually, he can't be, he looks fat, doesn't he?
Mate, he looks
but
massive.
But he can't be.
No, but he's done a picture on Instagram with his tapper. I feel like he's fucking ripped.
Aye, but how good is he filters, mate?
The filters
are brilliant, aye. Honestly, innit?
Do you do filters? I like to put potholes in mine, but
is there a pothole filter?
Aye, that's probably how do you think I always look at that? Superb, boys.
Is that that picture you sent me your arse as well?
Raging.
Why do you always put the red nose on, Dave?
Raging. What an attack this is.
I know, but how do you go for, like, because the week before, Man U against Crystal Palace, they were terrible.
No, terrible.
To go in there and play like that against Man City.
I think they're just suited to playing that way, the players have got.
Just no dominating the ball and hitting on the counter.
And then no asking Harry Maguire and Lindelof and players that to defend the half-way, you know what I think?
Yeah, they were good to them.
They were really good. It's about them, but it's equally fair. Do you know, think Harry Maguire, he's actually starting to listen to us? I think he listens to the show, I know.
He's just passing it to
midfielders.
He certainly does love it. You're Harry. I like Harry Maguire, do you know that?
It is one size ahead, doesn't it?
But I've got to say, but like Roy Keane's back, isn't he? He's definitely got him in shower gel back. I think he's bang on what he said about Bruno Fernandes.
Flinging the arms up.
Stop greeting, man.
But why is Bruno Fernandes caring what the press are saying?
Exactly. Why is he coming out worrying what pundits are saying to him? His performance speaks for itself.
No, but do you know what I don't get? The only reason I criticise him because he's the best player. So when they're not performing with the best teams, it's because he's not. You take it as a compliment.
Do you think he's just fuming that he looks like Paul McGinn?
That's why he's so angry, isn't it?
He looks like he's fair, didn't he?
He was.
Is that where he grew up?
No, it wasn't Airdrie, it was the Camus Lang.
Was it Manchester?
You see, the X-15 for Piers Road West, didn't he? Manchester.
Man City, Kev. Jesus, what is he doing tackling in the box?
Jesus had a head loss, didn't he? He gave away the ball, bad touch, trying to chase it back.
Man City class. He needs to shave that goatee as well, man. What's he running about with a goatee for?
Because Sean Goatee's his hero.
Sean Goatee.
He's his hero, innit? So.
That's pitching up, innit?
Would you feed the goat?
Feed the goat and he'll certainly shave your face off.
Would you feed him, Sean Goatee?
I was going to say, referring back to the start of the show, but I can't. I think Jesus must go. Don't think he's anywhere near at Man City level. I know you're going to disagree with me here for this one, because I know you love him and you played against him, as you've told us. Mahrez, don't like him.
Oh, come on now.
No, listen, I like him.
Chop a death, man.
Could go both ways.
I like him, but I don't think he's the elite level. I think Sané at Bayern Munich is a better player than him. I think Phil Foden must play. He's one of the best players. I think De Bruyne is carrying... He looks stiff. I don't know what it is, Simon. Man City were actually better when they didn't play with a striker this season. That's when the run started.
Yeah.
When they played Foden up, De Bruyne up, they even played Aikai up, didn't they, Simon?
Mahrez looks like he's got Nike signs shaved in the side.
Three stripes on his eyebrow.
Jake
De Bruyne swapped strips with Luke Shaw for again. That's why he looked a bit stiffy.
Maybe.
We're on a jelly.
Smell pastry, not half it. No, but I think with Man City, as much as they've been good the last few weeks, they've certainly been struggling. Struggling at home. West Ham, I think they scored a late goal. John Stones, wasn't it?
Moyes was kept saying the fucking stadium's tiny, didn't he?
He said they had must improve size. He hates going there.
He says he was claustrophobic in the area, didn't he?
Claustrophobic, yeah. he said he hates it there, didn't he? He hates going to that stadium.
Right, Kev, Liverpool, man. Have you seen a collapse like it?
Aye. Up the road. 20 points behind. All great teams here collapse. Liverpool's won this pretty catastrophic. I think they're actually going to struggle to make top four, aren't they? Are they still in the Champions League?
No, they're out. They're in
they've actually got Stephen Craig and a my son playing centre half, innit?
Why is Trent not playing?
I know there's been criticism, but I think they've got Champions League.
But so?
I know.
So?
They've still got enough quality. Don't get me wrong, Fulham played well, but Liverpool still have enough attacking wise.
See for me, I know.
Scoring goals against Fulham.
For me, that's what's been. It's, Klopp's annoying me with all this schedule nonsense that he keeps moaning on about. Because, like, and what?
Well said, Andrew.
You've got the best players in the world. You've got
do you think he's trying to prioritise the Champions League as in hopefully trying to win it to qualify for the Champions League?
Well, shouldn't he be see if he can't beat Fulham and Brighton at home. You can't just flick a switch and start battering Leipzig and PSG and Bayern Munich and expect to win the Champions League. So you need to go on a run and get a bit of confidence in the team. You need to start playing Firmino centre-half, we called it weeks ago. I don't know why he's still
in there. Timo Werner, mate, centre half player.
Aye, centre half all day, man.
Doesn't know how to score goals, man.
What is wrong with him?
Who, Werner?
Aye.
I know, it's strange, isn't it?
How can you be nervous,
right? How can you be nervous?
How can you be a library geek?
How can you be that good in the Bundesliga and score 40, 50 goals a season and
a little geek.
Look as if you're struggling to control a ball for Chelsea?
Did you see our boys? I don't know if I should tell you this because it's the worst thing I've ever read in my life for the one and only Michael Owen. Did you see his statement?
No.
Sadio Mane is refusing, this is a true story, I can't believe it, is refusing to go down for penalties now because Mo Salah will score more goals than him.
I know, I've seen, did I you see that? Michael Owen saying that.
Michael Owen's came out with that.
But Michael Owen's came out with some right howlers over the years.
But he had Neville Southall on toast.
The 13-year-old kid.
Oh, well done, Michael.
The best video of all time.
Aye, every story.
My respect to Michael, mate, straight up there. I don't know why Neville Southall's not getting a shot with Liverpool, do you know?
He's getting a move to Celtic, that's why.
Who, Big Nev?
Aye.
He was fucking huge when he played, don't he? He's Luke Shaw's dad, ain't he?
Luke Shaw's
100% he's Luke Shaw's dad, man.
He took it to the next level. He was just rubbing Sunday roast on his strip before the game. Had a Yorkshire pudding in his gloves.
It's only 13, Michael.
What about Salah as well, man? Taking him off, he looks unhappy. Can you see him leaving?
Aye.
Can you sell him for big money?
I love Salah. He's, I mean, talk about goals and that now, Simon. My goodness. How's he?
Talk about Goldson.
Goldson, is he no? Come on, Gerrard's taking him, isn't he?
Tell him,
that's a good shout by him.
But talking about stats, he ain't aimed to be on Salah. His stats are
better.
And for Klopp to take him after a half an hour to go needing a goal.
Bizarre, wasn't it?
Bizarre. He put on, who did he bring on again? Origi, was it not?
Ian Rush.
But did he get one?
Ian Rush, you brought
don't know if he got one.
Crouchy, was it not?
Did you not have a bit of Ian Rush at the weekend? Bit of thrush?
Simon, hate is horrible, innit? That's the worst pain ever, man. But no, regarding Liverpool, oof.
But Salah has turned into a curly-headed fuck, innit? Like, he's a similar...
Aye, but he gets beat,
similar Fernandez.
Jake, he was in
Solskjaer beat him, but didn't he first round?
Jake, he was in Pupos.
Solskjaer beat him. Solskjaer knocked him out. That's how Solskjaer was so buzzing to me. I beat Salah first round.
Check out how Salah's head was going.
10-1, 10 call up.
Oh my god.
Who else would be in that battle?
Richard Keys.
No,
Keyes, mate. No.
Mind Robert Pritz.
Robert Pritz. Wait, you keeping the bottom of shins, I think.
Pavolski. How Pavolski was in there.
Who else curly headed fucks?
Craig Beattie was actually fucking 5 years
in a row. I can't believe Beattie got beat.
5 years in a row, wasn't it?
Oh, was he?
He was insane in Envy Park.
Oh, like, so Solskjaer flipped it on him?
Flipped it.
Flipped people on Beattie?
And fucking Ray Parlour went and took it. It was bizarre. But then obviously you're saying fucking Salah. Salah tried to get in about
Keegan. Kevin Keegan was right in there.
Kevin Keegan. Love it. He kept saying to beat. I love it if I beat you, didn't he?
I would love it if I beat you. Imagine his interview after losing people.
Have you heard the interview? Have you seen how they interviewed him? You just told one pub up to their mouth and they talked about rubbish.
Absolutely
terrible.
You prefer Mane over Salah?
I do. Salah's numbers obviously speak for itself, but Mane's just.
Mane's been out of
form. Animal, isn't
he? Oh. He's been out of form this season, though, Mane.
Thank
you. Plus, I know it's stupid to say because the numbers he gets, but there is just an element of selfishness in Salah's game, isn't there? Where he loves a shot at a goal. Doesn't matter where he is on the pitch, he's shooting. Whereas Mane is a bit more of a team player and still hits mental numbers.
But see,
Salah's world class, but I love Mane.
Who do you prefer, Kev?
See, when they were offline, they were brilliant as a three. But see, because there's that...
great point.
See, because there's that now question marks on them all, I think if you were to pick one out of the three, I'm taking Mane all day, because like Andy says, he is more of a team player, whereas Salah ain't selfish. I think there's opportunities where Salah can square it or pass it, but I think he takes an extra touch, thinking that he can...
get it for himself.
But you know what? He's still a brilliant.
You want that first?
Do you know what though, mate? I'm telling you right now, if I was a manager, I would dream of a player like that. I would want him to be selfish all the time. Aye. Because you look at Cristiano Ronaldo, Simon. Like,
yeah.
You don't get players that can score goals the way these guys can. And I would never ever try to change him to be more a team player. Because at the end of the day, the biggest attribute you can get a team is scoring goals.
Mm.
And
I know what you mean.
No, I agree with you. But do you know how, on the flip side, Kane, do you know how he's become so much more unselfish this year?
By the way, what a player that guy.
Mate, you said he was shite 2 weeks ago.
Simon, that was...
He's the best striker in the league.
I've told you as many a time, I've got about 7 personalities. Simon, that was the wrong guy. It was in that
was that the guy that was telling you stuff about Rangers?
Aye, that was that guy telling me. And Harry Kane is absolutely brilliant. But again, it was all down to... We keep talking about how Spurs changed. Marino got the team ranked at the start of the season. We're not playing Gareth Bale. When you're playing Harry Kane to hit the counter-attack, he looks like an old woman because you can't hit the counter-attack makes a guy like Harry Kane. But when you've got two wingers going forward, Simon, full throttle, that's when you get the best at Harry Kane.
You've given a winger at full throttle,
haven't you? Remember a couple, Simon. I'm not into that.
But see if you're Mane, Salah and Firmino and you look across and you're getting taken off for fucking Origi and Shaqiri. You're fuming, man.
Do you not agree?
They see the drop between the three and their subs is...
It's the Shaqiri's another one, by the way.
He's a slug.
He's as wide as he is tall. Ah, he is. He's got the biggest calves in world football.
He's like a wee fucking barrel.
I like Shaqiri, I know, but he's no Liverpool class.
Ah, he's not a bad singer, is he?
he looks like an angry man, I think, Shaqiri. I reckon he can go.
What, fight?
Aye.
Do you know, mate, no word of a lie, under €17 in Turkey, I was with Scotland and he was with Switzerland.
Was he good?
Thiago was with Spain. Who's the other players that made it for that tournament? Anyway, that was it.
What about this, when you were younger, we beat a France team with a front three of Ben Arfa, Nasri and Benzema?
Nah, I don't believe you.
Swear to God, beat them 1-0 to qualify for the Euros.
Were they fright?
Who's in your team?
Snoddy, me, Fletch.
I saw that picture in my brawl. Who saw it?
Jamie Adams was in that team.
Well, can
Nasri was one ugly wee bastard.
Who was the best at them, Nasri?
Nasri.
Did they? Nasri was Benzema real?
Benzema was just like bashing people about, mate. He was so big and strong.
Ben Arfa was outrageous as well.
He would never pass the ball.
The glider, man.
Mate, we played Turan as well at Turkey. And those were German as well.
See the Spain team?
Willian Turan,
the big centre half. France.
Aye,
yeah, Turkish.
No, Turkey. Willian Turan.
So there's no Willian Turan?
I played him.
No, Arda Turan that played Barcelona.
Who did you play with against Spain?
Spain was Piqué and Mata. Shaqiri was on the side watching him.
Wow. Hierro.
Hierro played the Del Bosque was manager. But I don't know why he was Del Bosque kept going missing. Said he had pubes or something.
Oh, was he?
He was para. Matt
kept taking my way there. We Matt has come on.
Matt has gone.
Matt, he's in a junior one. He won a junior championships.
Giggsy's in there too.
Oh, Giggsy's
right.
Giggsy founded it. Giggsy started.
That's why I don't like Giggs.
He got kicked out because he was cheating.
Oh, big man.
Like, Giggsy was taking everybody else's pubes out.
Exactly, Andy.
Just for the walls.
Caught me, didn't he? Because he found some ginger ones.
Scoldies.
Why he got chucked out? Because he brought his twin brother Rodri in, pretending to be him.
Oh, money talks.
Imagine how Giggsy come back to pubes balls with his multicolored pubes out of the place.
Caught it. We've been cheating. Scoldsy, looking for his.
Did he get pubes off Gary Neville's chin?
Aye, Scoldsy's. Scoldsy's were small, tiny bit, weren't they? Terrible. Moving on, Simon.
Salah's agent posted a tweet. Why do agents get involved in stuff? You've been with your agent for ages, Andy. What issues have you ever?
No. But it's. What's that supposed to mean?
I know.
It's worse. See if you've got something to say, come up with a set of balls and say it.
I say something. Just
tell
that. Salah, 27-year-old man, and his agent's doing that.
I mean, do you think Salah's phoned him?
His agent after him.
He must have. He's not doing that for Salah's, don't say so.
Mm. But why does he need an agent to show he's unhappy? Like,
just tell the manager.
You can see there on the pitch that he's not happy. It's pretty clear to see. But agents, fucking hell.
Who was your agent, Ken?
Never had one.
Ever?
20?
No.
No, Quinn. Peter Reid, joint agency.
I never had one.
So Jack Sarah phones his agent. That was Solskjaer beat me at Pubers round one.
I didn't tweet about him.
Wait,
so how did you get moved and do new contracts now?
Just heard it through the grapevine and just went with it myself.
Every team just went to about the door, didn't they?
Mate, you never had an agent?
Scored
an agent?
Oh, yeah.
I had one guy that took me to Corbett and that was it, and I just always thought that this guy's fucking spent.
I know who it was.
2 hours on the phone.
Mr. Flower.
2 hours on the phone and got to sell X amount of cash for what? I could have did that myself, and that's what I did.
Agents, I think a lot of agents shambles. I hate them. A lot of bands are really good. Who care about the player? But
travel agents, you and there.
Travel agents, they absolutely done me.
You saw a lot of estate agents recently.
Travel agents done me.
you're doing transfer negotiations, but you're wanting add-ons. What was the add-ons you were asking for?
Terrible. You absolutely killed me there. No, sign the place. Quote is absolutely quote is there.
So, see, if you're unhappy at a club, do you phone your agent or do you go and tell the manager first?
We'd probably speak to my agent first and just ask for advice. Mm, I wouldn't ask him to go and day it on my behalf and go and put out stupid fucking tweets like that. I would just say, what do you think I should do? And 9 times out of 10, they'll say, I'll go and have a chat with the manager and see what you're going. I've done it in Man U plenty of times.
Mm. Did you?
Aye. Did you, huh?
Aye.
What, went and seen Fergie?
I went to see Fergie and obviously just wasn't happy. Giggs was trying to take my pubes after me.
Did you not see
that? I caught him taking pubes out his chest before there was.
Did you not see the 2 Edinburghs were in there?
In Fergie's office.
I mean, they used to go in holding hands. They used to go in holding hands they used to go in with the same gear on every day.
Did you know, say, Gary was at one side, they skipped him up, Phil was other side, they skipped him up, and Fergie was in, jumping in between.
But it was funny because they two used to go and see Fergie at the same time, but they would speak at the same time or not.
What's his name?
Aye, so they were in sync. Like, yeah. Anytime they were talking, it was brilliant to see it.
Good ones to do that. Good Gary would stand in front and put his hands behind his back and thought would be his hands.
Aye, good at all that, weren't they? One day too. They played netball or not, didn't they?
Synchronized.
No, did Fergie
levels.
Used to make them dance every morning? They would go on and do a new routine like a dance and Fergie would just sit back and drink his coffee.
Cheeky girls.
No, it was a Gangnam Style, I think.
Aye, that was one day, but the Cheeky Girls was the one I
loved. The Cheeky Girls.
But Fergie would pretend to be Simon Cowell, wouldn't he?
And go rubbish to the
and Steve McClaren was like Walsh.
Aye. Who is Sean again?
Scusi.
Put a wig on Scusi. Can't hear the shave. He takes his chest and throws his coat on his head.
Oh my god. That's a real one. Oh, I'm done. Can Liverpool win the Champions League?
No.
Absolutely not, Simon. Let's move on to that nonsense. Yeah.
did batter Leipzig though?
I don't get that.
Did I think they could win it.
Phil and Gary.
Who do you say next?
Phil and Gary.
Phil and Gary said Liverpool have organised a game, they're just going to play Phil and Gary.
Fucking better be Grant and Phil.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Phil and Gary
driving it on the
phone. The health and safety officer, they worry about everything. That's what I really feel, sir. They're so scared different. They're putting us a shame. They don't deserve that. Pure nice guys, but they just worry about each other so much.
Oh, mate. I can't get that in
the gym. The
cheeky girls.
What's the other song you done?
Oh, no.
Oh, right, Xhaka. What the fuck's he done, man? This annoys you, well, Paul, not annoys you when teams try to play it through the back.
Well,
it's not the fact they're trying to play it through the back, but...
Well, my thing is, if it's only to pass it back, play it. Right? There was, in that time, I'm not going to actually moan at the passing it through the back, I'm going to moan it for the lack of ability that guy had in his right fit. Volleyed it after playing the box.
Why is he shooting 1-2 when he played it?
Why is he doing that? I'm going to say it. to possibly the worst team ever played the game in Burnley. They are horrendous. Have you seen them try to play the game?
It's terrible.
Terrible watching. I don't like, but they're awful. And for that, for Xhaka, I don't think he's good enough. I don't think.
Nah, he's been there too. He's either getting a goal away, he's getting set up.
He's always blaming people. I've noticed. He's always looked to blame other people. But that was absolutely awful. The chance you got for your manager.
Xhaka.
How has he managed to stay playing for Arsenal for so long? Because the fans hate him.
No, but to well, be fair, but that we were saying that earlier, that rule in football, you could pass back to the goalie. See if you scored the first minute, you just keep passing it back, wouldn't you?
Yeah. Walter Smith would have kept playing. Half volleys with him and Greasy. Greasy just rolling it and Walter Smith just half rolling it back.
Just keep him just watching. Did Lynn like that rule, Kevin? She could pick it up.
Aye, because she liked to use the hands quite a lot, so it was good.
Would you chip the balls into it?
Fuck me, I chip the balls into it all the time. She just deals with it, grabs it perfectly with her hands all the time. Superb. But no, she was glad the rule disappeared at the game because she had to obviously branch out.
And start playing with her feet.
Start playing with her feet.
Mm-hmm. Amazing.
But see how like football's evolved in that sense. Do you think they should make a new rule where the goalies just can't touch it with their feet now?
Good
just,
point.
Just get rid of all this.
That's a great shout. I think we should link it, bring football on.
How are we getting the ball moving?
Oh, we go get.
Go, well, just throw it.
Heed it.
Aye.
Aye, but no.
I know, I love it in outfield play.
It's got to be an overhand throw. A windmill throw.
the centre half comes and takes
a goal kick.
Because he's the biggest guy in the park. You can take it farther than me. Nah.
Arsenal are 10th. Can Arteta turn this thing round? How long is he going to get?
I know. There's something about Arteta, though. Like, I think Arsenal, since even when Wenger was there, actually, I think they've been in a bad place for a long time. They've got too many players that shouldn't be there. And I think it might, I know he's been there a bit of time now, but I still would give him more time. I like what he's done with the boy Smith Rowe. I like what he's done with Saka. Getting these guys in. I think they're really good players. You obviously say Tierney might be hard for him to keep him there, but I do see it. And I think, I mean, I don't know, surely the boy Willian or not wasn't his signings.
You think?
I don't know. It doesn't seem, because the money these guys are on, I think they're over, Willian's over 30. The boy said that the signing's over 30. Aubameyang gave him a big deal, and I think they should have given him a deal at the time, but I don't know. By the way, I don't like the boy Odegaard.
I've not really seen much.
No. Sure about Mandrew.
They brought in Arteta. Is there anything changed since Wenger days? I don't think anything's really changed.
No.
They started to play more football, aren't they?
But I know, but they still the same results. Football's a results-based business, and
They won
the FA Cup,
didn't they? I just think it's a Community Shield.
The days of them actually challenged top four, I seem a long way off.
The thing that I think he might be good in, but see if you brought in Jesse and Allegri, would you get success quicker? I think you probably would.
Yes, I do.
Do you know what I mean? I think Arteta might be a good manager in building, but I think sometimes the change is when you get that world-class manager in, and they'll get rid of the players. They don't keep them there. They get the right player in. So, no, listen.
I said it before. I'll say it again. I don't know how Ancelotti is at Everton.
I know, mate.
But no, it's Arteta, who's never had a managerial job yet.
I think that's to be the problem. But Ancelotti's not going to go in and say, right, I need 4 or 5 year philosophy for this project. And I think that these clubs seem to want that now. That's all this nonsense, these words. And I think, guys, like Ancelotti's, he's the manager for then and there. You know what I mean? He's going to get success. He'll bring the right players in. And then, but I think these managers are filling their heads with, I need years for building all that nonsense, Simon. So I don't know, but I do believe Ancelotti should be. I think he's one of the best in the whole wide world.
To take Arteta from Man City and expect him to turn the fortunes of Arsenal around as your first time manager, that's a big ask.
It's a big job to get for your first job, isn't it?
Unbelievable, because Arsenal fans are expecting him to be back in top four competing. And Arteta's not going to be doing that. But
I think they should be doing a lot better with the players.
Oh, of course they have. Individually, Aubameyang up front. I think they've got some right good players.
Well, they've got a better squad than West Ham.
He's a right good player.
Bar Tierney, I think defence is very weak.
Yeah.
Get a strong centre half.
Well, David Luiz is too busy worrying about pure balls, isn't he?
He's
so reckless when he plays it as well.
He was a 1999 pub champion.
He's the only one that's been sent off in pub balls, isn't he?
Sent off.
He's just
too many mistakes.
It's too wild.
Aye.
Isn't he? Tries to grab
the guys. Straight in his hair before the walls.
He got caught straight in his pub.
That's a complete no-go.
Aye, that's against the rules.
Do that. You imagine Ripala trying that?
Yeah.
No chance. It's not healthy.
He puts his straighteners on his face.
Turned up with a pair of curtains on his pubes.
Right, now we're on to the good stuff. Big Sam versus Brucey.
I can just imagine.
No, mate. Phil and Gary called it the match of the season. You feel for both sets of fans of them watching it?
Absolutely.
I think they shook Collins before the game, though.
And what?
And just said, listen, no.
I will share a pint of gravy. I'll pour gravy on your nut and you can pour it on my nut. I will settle for a 0-0.
I know. It's just like it was Cornish pasty versus gravy, wasn't it?
Two complete dinosaurs.
What about Matt Ritchie and Steve Bruce?
I know. What do they call Matt? A kibble or something?
Did Matt Ritchie push him?
No, supposedly Matty went to get a drink for the Ocasio button and it was full of gravy.
Full of gravy, I'm sick of that. It's giving me a sore stomach with Steve Bruce.
Mate, imagine having a water chat for if you're a supporter of West Brom and Newcastle.
They two should be made to commit the clogs on next game, shouldn't they?
Well, Bruce. Of course.
Next game, Bruce and Ali should be made to wear clogs at the side of the pitch.
The only good thing is that they're potentially heading for relegation, both of them.
By the way, how good is it for Scotty Parker?
I know, what, did you see his white jacket last night?
Did you like it?
No.
Didn't like it.
How many players? He's got film and played some very good stuff, hasn't he?
By the way, great energy on that side, Andrew.
I like it. Every single person in here ripped them after going down after three games.
It's the end.
Remember when Carragher came out? Carragher came out after the first game, didn't he? Said they're already done.
Do you know what I don't like with Carragher? See, every time Neville says something, Carragher's response is the same as slagging about Valencia.
And at least he had the balls to go and take a job.
You've said it, mate, it's done. Do you know what I mean? I don't think anybody would have done well at that time in Valencia. But I don't mind that at first my eyes watering, I don't know what's going on. I think at first it was funny, not, but you kind of keep saying it now, it's boring. Do you know what
but
I mean?
He was playing cheeky girls in the Valencia dressing.
That was his first team talk, wasn't it? Cheeky girls when Phil came in. But me, who was it?
Did they do it in Spanish or did they do it in
Spanish? Tried to do it in Spanish, wasn't it?
And they were getting all the words learned, like Moisey at Sociedad.
Moisey must have hated Sociedad, wouldn't he? Far too small.
Mendieta was raging, wasn't he?
Mendieta. John Carew was there.
Well, where did Moisey stay in Spain? Was that a house?
Hotel, wasn't it?
Just took over the whole hotel. Not until there was in the hotel, didn't he?
Took care of it. Once the Mestias bumped down, didn't he?
Well, Newcastle go down, Andy.
I don't know.
I don't want to go down. I like Newcastle.
I'd like to see Fulham stay up. Just for the mere playing.
I'd like Newcastle down because I think Sunderland's got a chance of getting promoted. So the two of them would meet in the Championship, which would be quite good.
Yeah.
Truth be told, I'd love to see both of them go down. Newcastle's a big club, but they're terrible to watch, man. Mm. Terrible every week. I said that a couple of weeks ago that I hate watching Wolves. I don't know what it is. I just hate watching any game that Wolves are involved in. They're just every game there's about four shots on goal. Like Newcastle are the same. And what happened? Newcastle Wolves play each other last week. That was an odd one, shaking hands before the game, 0-0. Let's play it for a 0-0.
See, with Wolves, why does the goalie wear number 11? That does matter nothing.
I don't see any way you can get that.
Do you know Tommy Sheridan asked for number 69 on the back of his jersey? He's goalie tap.
That's why I didn't sign, wasn't it? Went mental because they're in a game. Who was it had it again?
What's happened to the side of your head?
Shaved it this morning.
Frank McAvaney had it.
Frank McAvaney, aye.
He's on the other side?
Aye. Filled on the right and carried on the left side.
That is a bad
shocker.
Have you done that yourself?
Done it this morning, look at the back.
Oh my God, mate. We need to get a picture of that up along with the podcast. I like the bonnet though, is that a tribute to...
Biggie Smalls, you see that on Netflix?
It's good,
yeah?
Isn't it?
Brilliant, what a hero.
Gives a few Biggie Smalls.
You need to wear that for Dick Campbell. You need to wear that for the Dick Campbell interview.
I certainly will, three-piece and all.
You going to wear that?
Aye, absolutely.
Have you got questions ready for Dick?
I was going to say something, but let's move on, Simon.
What about Newcastle, should Bruce go?
Aye.
I think they've got better players than what they're showing to. I know you said they're a play nice football, they've got good. Shelby's a lovely football player.
Yes, hundreds of cash on all the boy.
Cash. Even like Fraser and that they're not getting a chance.
Cameron Wilson as well. I mean, they've got good players, but how restricted must they feel in the way they play?
The thing is, as bad as they are, it'd be a million times worse if there was fans allowed in St James's Park.
Yeah.
Because it's clear to see that big, what do you call him, Mike Cashley, he's just gave up, isn't he?
See for me, right, see when you've got somebody like Steve Bruce in the way that Newcastle are playing, and he's kind of doing his job by just trying to keep them in the league and that, but where are Newcastle progressing? Newcastle are a massive club. Mm-hmm. You should be a club that's competing for...
Should they be middle table?
Well, with the fans they've got, the club size, the ambition, expectations should be there, but still be named better than what they're doing. I still think they could go down.
Mm. I would love Newcastle to get big owners.
Or Kevin Keegan back?
That's you don't need to say that, everybody knows that. I mean, Keegan has to come back. No, but I would love to get big owners and what a fan base, Simon.
What is it, 50,000?
If they got backing, proper backing, like top billionaire backing, there's no reason why they kind of got up the league and, no say compete with the top lot of teams, but why not?
See if I hear Brighton's everybody's saying Brighton's some football team. They've won one out of 18 games.
Mate, he should be the Brighton under 13 manager.
But honestly,
Graham Potter.
See at half time.
You should take the under 13s, mate, and just let them pass it about.
Honestly, see at half time, right? They're all like, what a joy it is to watch Brighton play. They've won one home game out of 18.
I know.
Is football not about winning games? Mm. No, I get he's playing attractive, but they don't score any goals.
Yep.
And the manager Potter should be sacked for not playing Lallana all season.
I know.
I mean, they're lacking creativity, goals, and he's not playing them. Honestly,
it's another one with a lovely chop by
poetry in motion. Adam Lallana's
what
chop,
a player.
Do you not think a chop is the best looking skill moving available to football?
When you say so nice,
for a fat guy, Greg Stewart.
Aye, great chop. Mahrez for me still get the best chop in football though.
Nah, Kincladze.
Oh, remember him?
Aye. Georgie Kincladze, Man City. He'd chop the shit out of you.
Cantona had a good chop, didn't he?
Oh, his chop
karate chop.
I'm absolutely sick of that.
Were you a chopper? No. You were a winger. Would you ever chop?
I was tiny.
Brian Rice had some chop.
Did he?
He called it a chipper chop.
Aye, it's a cracker.
It's a cracker.
What, were you a winger that would chop, or are you?
No, obviously straightened you up, ran right at you, jink to the left, down to the right. See you later. Sit down.
Crossing. Would you always go on your right foot?
Aye. It's but. People will see it. Show him his left foot. You ain't stopping me when I jink you. I'm going down to the one side and you're coming with me. When you're fondling me, I'm saying, see you later, Simon. I'm going to the right. We dink in the box. Go. Do you know what I mean? And I don't see it in football anymore because of these geeks, these losers who are sitting on a laptop going, well, he crosses the ball in. We've no scored for that time, so we better tell him to start passing the ball back to me. A lot of nonsense. Right. Here you go as well, Bruno Fernandes, right? McTominay and Fred, much better pass success than him. Much better. They keep the ball much more than him. Bruno Fernandes sets much more up and scores much more because he's gone for the forward pass. These stats are a lot of nonsense. I'm sick to death of guys like Graham Potter trying to know the game. See, if I threw a ball at him, he couldn't keep it up. Did he play?
Did I think so?
No, of course he didn't. No, but Simon, I'm absolutely... You don't see individuals anymore. I never see a winger going to a guy straight like I did and take him on because in the stats he'll say, well, he's done that 3 times. He's absolutely put the guy in his arse 3 times, embarrassed him. The crowd have all cheered. He's got the whole place lifted, but they've no scored at the end. We've given the ball away, so let's change it and keep the ball for another half an hour.
So, Jake, you'd be lost in modern day football?
I wouldn't have made it, Simon. Because the career
you never made it.
So maybe I should have stayed. Maybe I should be listening to the coaches. But
good point.
Do you know
what? Excellent point.
Do you know what? There's a real.
Oh, you'd have hated the game now, Kev.
Do you know what I mean? Your game, big man. Animal in the air.
It's not that. It's.
What is that?
It's that. It's like. What is the objective of football? The football started fucking 150, 200 years ago. It was to win games, score goals. Still the same to this day. These stats and numbers, it's this new modern wave of coaches and information. The information's shit. Information only tells you so much. There you go.
I like the game. No, I think the game's going to progress. And of course, as if it moves on, the stats are all fine. But stop telling individuals what to do all the time. See in the final third, let them express themselves. That's why you've signed them for big money. Yeah. Because what they can do different to other players, stop making everybody the same player. See if you want a winger to pass the ball back, put a centre mid out wide. I'm sick of seeing it, Simon.
I like working on ways to get into the final third, but
there
when
you
it
go.
Gets into the final
breaking
third.
Breaking the lines, Simon. How can going? We break the lines? There's a coach's job. When we break the lines, stop telling somebody what to do. Because it ain't football.
Make defenders defend. If you hear a winger who is going to try get past the fullback 10 times and he fails 9 times, but he gets past him that once and gets a cross in, they get an opportunity and they'll score a goal. You take that all day long, then keep coming back.
See when you're
I'd take
up,
that on.
Would
I understand you've got to build the play, but I build the play in certain areas of the park.
And which think Steve Bruce's information is when they get to the final third?
Have it. I think he just puts it on the side.
Aye.
When Jake's talking about gravy.
Aye, but I think he always says to his wingers, make sure you're looking in the crowd who's drinking a bottle and let me know as soon as possible and I'll run down and get them.
Imagine you just seen him like wandering off.
He does.
During the games.
No, he does. He wanders down, doesn't he? Just sniffing. Just
see, Bruce tried to sign me.
Did he?
Hi, Birmingham.
Did you sign your ass?
Did you?
No, because he held I liked a bit of gravy.
Did he try to sign you?
He was my manager at Huddersfield and we played Birmingham in the FA Cup quarter final or third round, whatever.
Mate, you know you've been on the show for 2 years.
Well, it's all coming out now.
And then I remember after the game he says, aye, you played well today, big man. Are you looking to move? And I says, aye, maybe, and then whatever. And then the Sunderland fans were shouting, you fat Jordy. So I had a bit of banter. He was alright.
So why did you not sign for him?
Because
gravy issues.
It was gravy issues. I didn't know how to join the gravy train.
Did you not have it down your chin back?
Aye. He just
did he wipe it off you?
He just, there'd been too much fighting in the canteen between us.
Did you not gel your hair with it?
No.
Did you not?
What, you gelled his hair with gravy?
I think so, did you not?
He used to get in the mall the night and say to the masseur, give a rub. Guess what was in the bottles? It was no ointment, it was gravy.
Aye, of course, that's what he's all about.
Massage the castle gravy.
Oh, right, brilliant. Neil Warnock said that modern referees want celebrity status and are not good enough. Is he going to get that, mate?
What's the top
is Warnock blacklisted?
Well, did you see Gavdino was fourth official yesterday? The man sitting
wow.
by
here. Wow.
He did not look happy about
it. No, he was
raging. I think he heard the comments before it.
Seen him doing that to Pep.
I did. Pep ran away back to see Pep scrimp.
Shut up.
Pep scrimpled back to his bench and just sat down.
Which Warnock think that? I know Warnock could probably go, couldn't he?
I don't think he
knows about Dino.
Yeah. So what will there be like a picture of Warnock up in the
there'll be an investigation
does no, that mean he did go after targets
Matty targets
I think the targets come and go, but after that he's going to come for Warnock now. But I think they'll try and keep Dino away for the championship now.
He
can't take a Middlesbrough game now. No chance.
How good have you seen him in Neil Warnock? But see when
he's wee minions like Drysdale, he'll be refereeing the next Middlesbrough game. Watch.
Wow.
Big Drysdale.
I love it if my team was the fourth official, he just scanted Pep yesterday.
Oh, so was that.
How did he laugh at him?
And just slapped his face.
He hates Farfel, didn't he?
And then slapped his ass. Imagine that, Mike D slam Pep's ass.
A knuckle duster back on so.
Jake Warnock was actually talking about Mossy, but.
I think so. Everyone hates Mossy. People say he can't keep up the speed of the game, but he does look fucked all the time, Mossy, didn't he?
Did you see Mossy was wearing pink boots last week?
No, he was.
Pink boots.
Aye, pink boots.
Under armour.
Oh my god.
Had his wrist taped or not?
Had his ears taped or not? His ears pierced, aye.
He goes to St. Barbara's Mares, didn't he?
Aye.
It's an Adidas trick, the same he's seen.
Mike Dean was called Vara Grass. He says, you fucking grass. You know, I'm shouting that on the side of the phone, you fucking grass.
That's
the referee went to the monitor, didn't he? He said, don't you fucking say it.
And Mike Dean must hate them and sit at St. George's Park, didn't he? See them in that wee room. Or see involved in that?
Aye, he hates journalists. He hates journalists. He likes the one Beach does, doesn't he? Flipped it on that journalist. Do you think that pupils have got referees?
Aye, of course they have.
I think they've got a referee for pupil.
Aye, Hugh Dallas is a ref, isn't he? somebody said you have pupils. You being married in the morning.
Would that split your head up?
Would that be Hugh Dallas? Aye.
Oh,
depends whose pube it is.
Scholesy's.
If it's Scholesy's pube.
Scholesy's gone pube Dallas, wouldn't it?
If it was big beaties, man, you need about 10 stitches.
Pube Dallas coming.
Oh my god, that is amazing. That's us done.
Oh, that's so funny.
We being married in the first ticket song, married in the morning, faster than a muscle crowd. We being carried in a. We're going to Jackson. That song?
No, I don't know.
I've seen the real lyrics. Which song's just guessing it? And I'm barking, 7 a.m. in the morning.
James Bond.
He's dirty.
No, it's a rapper song.
Aye.
Is it?
And I'm barking, 7 a.m. in the morning. And I'm yawning. And I'm barking, 7 a.m. in the morning.
Enjoy that new rapper music.
And Tito, bro.